awful lot of airplanes and helicopters in the air playing fungicides, and I would simply caution people to make sure that that there is disease out there. Sometimes we apply these fungicides prophylactically and in the absence of disease and hope that we're going to control some unknown, you know, disease that may come. And, you know, today's crop prices being what they are, I think we need to be just a little bit careful on where we're spending money, because a lot of the fields that I've been in lately, and I should preface it by saying it's been mostly central and southern Indiana lately, I've not really seen a lot of severe disease. Now, it is true that most of the fields I've walked, there is some gray leaf spot there, but it's way low in the canopy and it's very minor in severity. And these fields are pollinating, or a lot of them are beyond pollination. And with that low of disease level at this point in the season, the probability of getting a profitable yield response is relatively low. So again, I being sort of a frugal, I guess, person, I tend to be a little conservative on when I pull the trigger on applying fungicides. And what I'm seeing so far is very little evidence that there's a widespread need for applying fungicide, at least at this point.
Why do you think that some of those farmers are applying it if there isn't really that high level of disease pressure?
Well, I think it's, frankly, I think it's a lot of emotion. And I think as they walk fields and they see this little bit of disease that's out there, I think it's just sort of human emotion that you begin to worry about it, and you think, oh boy, if it explodes in the next week or so, I better get on that and start applying fungicides. But there's a fair amount of research data that tells us that when we're at this mid-season like this, you know, coming out of pollination, and we see fields that are as relatively healthy as they are, the data simply tell us that the probabilities of getting a profitable response are low. And, you know, and of course, being a researcher, I obviously tend to dwell on data rather than emotions. And so, I think that's maybe the one maybe insight on this is that, you know, you can base decisions on data or you can base it on gut feelings and emotion. And so some people tend to rely on the former and some people rely on the latter. And there's, you know, and there's certainly nothing absolutely black and white with the data either, because, you know, it's not, 100% conclusive that it's not profitable this time. But the wealth of the data certainly tell us that the odds are extremely low that it'd be profitable when it's as clean as it is. So, it's one of these examples of decisions that we make every year and throughout the year that is simply not black and white. And so it's based on a number of factors, including emotion.
What advice would you have to those farmers instead?
Yeah. Well, right. Probably the first thing I would ask is whether they themselves have actually walked their fields, or, you know, are they making this decision based on maybe sort of general advice of their dealer. The first thing I'd say is walk those fields and try to get a good idea in your head where that disease is on the plant. And as I said, they're probably going to find disease, especially gray leaf spot, because it's always pretty prevalent. But what I'm saying is that the fields I've been in, it is primarily well below the ear leaf, so way down in the lower canopy. And even on those lower leaves, I've seen not much more than perhaps 10% of those lower leaves damaged by the disease. And those are just extremely low numbers. So I would encourage people to be, first of all, walk their fields if they haven't already. And then, and if they walk them and decide it is really low levels of disease at this point, I would simply encourage them to continue walking. I believe most of these fungicides labels allow you to spray maybe up to, I want to say, and and again, I'd encourage people to read the labels themselves because I'm going off memory, but I think most of these labels suggest you can apply fungicides up to about 60 days prior to harvest. So there's a little bit of time left to be spraying, especially if they are using airplanes or helicopters. And I would just wait another week, see how the disease progresses, and as long as that disease stays below the ear leaf, the consequences on yield are relatively minor. So again, it's a watch and see thing, and of course that's the rub, isn't it? That it's sort of a difficult thing to be walking full-sized, you know, cornfields this time of year, and certainly hard to walk an entire 80 acres and do a thorough job. And you know, I certainly recognize those challenges because I also don't like to walk fields this time of year. But I think the dividends from doing so are certainly well worth the effort.